Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a great Father you are. Mighty. Mighty in all your ways. Holy in all your ways. Oh, Father, we come with grateful hearts tonight, and we say thank you, Lord God. Thank you that you were here before we got here. In the name of Jesus, thank you for University of Biblical Studies, boys to men, girls to ladies. What an awesome King you are. What a mighty God you are. Great, 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 barely, oh God, says who you are. You are greater than great. You are greater. You are almighty. Nothing is impossible to you, oh God. You are Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. Nothing is impossible to you, oh God. So we thank you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we give you honor, praise, and thanksgiving tonight. We say have your way tonight on boys to men, girls to ladies. Have your way, Lord God. We know you to be a way maker. Way maker. You made a way for us all of these years. Lord, when our back was against the wall, when we didn't know how we were going to make it, you always made a way. When we were worried and frantic and upset and, oh, there was no reason because you had already made the way. Hallelujah. And, Lord, as we learn more of your ways, we thank you that we are learning not to lean upon our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you are that banner over us, Jehovah Nisi, and we need you, oh God. And Father, you have requirements of all your children, three in particular, but the first one, not only, it is a commandment that we love you with all of our heart, we love you with all of our soul and all of our strength. And the next one is like that one, to love each other like we love ourselves. So tonight we say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the Most High God, to the King of Kings. You are Almighty God. And Father, in Micah 6:8, you says that we are to do justly. Yeah, live righteous, live holy. You said we are to love mercy, to show compassion, not to harm each other. Show forgiveness, to be grateful to you and to each other, oh God. To walk humbly before you, oh God. We know that pride comes before destruction. So, Lord, we are walking humbly before you daily. We are surrendering all to you, Lord Jesus. And we say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Protect us, oh God, from the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. In the name of Jesus, protect us all. And we bless you right now. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We thank you that you are our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy holy name, thy righteous name. You are the King of Kings. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanks. We give you honor, honor due to your name. You are mighty. You are holy. You are righteous. You are the King of Kings. Nobody great like you, Lord God. Nobody holy like you.
This next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shootings that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people that they would not fall into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holy unexplainable. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare right now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as living sacrifices. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that, God, we will not give in to peer pressure. We will not give in, God, to suicidal thoughts. We will not give in to what the enemy has to offer. We will not give in to the plans of the enemy. But, God, we stand and we say we will be holy. We will keep our bodies pure. We will keep our bodies pure. We'll keep our minds pure. In the name of Jesus, we will not give in to drugs. We will not give in to drinking. We will not give in to smoking. But God, we will stand for holiness. We will stand for what's right. So God, we cry out, purify us, Lord. Purify us, Lord.
Welcome to Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. Welcome to the University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. I am your co-host, Levi Turner, from Holland, Michigan.
And I am your host, Caritha Gantling, from Jacksonville, Florida.
Let's pray. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask through your Son, Lord Jesus. We give you praise, Father God. You're mighty and powerful, Lord Jesus. We thank you for everybody on the University of Biblical Studies, Lord Jesus. We thank you for them listening in, Lord God. And we thank you for an attentive ear right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for practicing what we preach, Lord God. And we thank you for healing through the fivefold ministry right now in the name of Jesus. Anybody who needs it right now in the name of Jesus. We come against distractions, Lord Jesus. That would try to affect the University of Biblical Studies right now in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father, we continually bless and honor you. We give you praise and thanksgiving. You are the Most High God. Be high and lifted up, our King. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We bless your name. We just thank you, Lord God. We cover the airways, we cover the internet, everything connected with the University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We surrender this program to you, O God. In the name of Jesus, you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. We bless you today, Lord God. We give you praise. We give you thanks. You are the great and mighty I Am. You are the Lord of Lords. Have your way. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen. Well, welcome. Thank God for each one of you. Hallelujah.
Our lesson tonight will be taught by Sister Jean. Please feel free to listen and participate.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank God. Get your Bibles ready. We are ready to do Bible facts. It's time for Bible facts tonight. Yeah, you know those facts that are written in the Word of God. It's time for Bible facts. Get your Bibles ready. Get ready to look for the scriptures. And we thank God for you all tonight coming on. What a great honor it is to have you, yes, you and you, on the University of Biblical Studies with us, Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. So right now, by now you probably have your Bibles ready. Hallelujah. So I'm going to give the first scripture. You know how we do it. First person that find it, state your name, and read it. So we are ready. The first scripture is 1 Chronicles 4:9. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Verse 9. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9. First Chronicles, chapter 4, verse 9. I know sometimes Chronicles look like Corinthians, but one is in the Old Testament, the other one's in the New Testament. First Chronicles 4, 9.
This is Ariel. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I give birth to him in pain.
Still here?
Grandma G, are you there?
Hello, hello, sorry, the call dropped. Are y'all there?
Yes, we're here.
Okay, all right, thanks. All right, thank you. I'm so sorry that happened, call dropped. All righty, I don't know what happened, but God knows, he brought us back. All right, did anyone find that scripture? In 1 Chronicles 4, 9, state your name and read it.
This is Ariel.
Okay.
Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I give birth to him in pain.
Amen. Ariel, you did very well, girl. That was excellent. That was correct. All right, next scripture in scripture search. We're in Psalm 45, 1. Psalm 45, verse 1. You know how we do it? First one, find it, state your name, and read it. Everybody's welcome to participate.
This is Tyrese.
Okay.
My heart is indicting a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made, touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer.
Amen. Thank you, Tyrese. Excellent. Yeah, we got brilliant scholars on here tonight. Thank God for you all. All right. Next scripture. Psalm 75, 9. Psalm 75, verse 9. Psalm 75, verse 9.
This is Micah.
Okay.
But as for me, I will always proclaim what God has done. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob.
Amen. Thank you, Micah. Excellent. You guys are doing a great job. All right. We're moving right along to Psalms 109, verse 1. Psalms 109, verse 1. Everybody's welcome to participate. Find the scripture, state your name, and read it.
This is Levi.
Okay.
Hold not to thy peace, O God of my praise.
All right, good job. Thank you, Levi. Everybody's doing good, thank God. Last scripture in this part. Psalm 75, verse 3. Psalm 75, verse 3. Find the scripture, state your name, and read it.
This is
Psalm
Lily.
Psalm 75. Go ahead, Lily.
The earth and all its inhabitants are dissolved. I set up its pillars firmly. Selah.
Amen. Thank you, Lily. Good job. Thank you all. That was awesome. I appreciate that. All right. Well, before we do biblical facts, we're going to have prayer. The young lady that usually pray on here, is not well. She texts me she's in the hospital. So I'm going to say a prayer for her. And then Sister Annette is going to be praying for the children and their families tonight. Father God, we lift up your precious daughter, Laurel Brunson. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are there with her. In the name of Jesus, you are the great physician. The doctors are limited in their knowledge and understanding of the human body. But you, oh God, know every detail about our bodies. And so, Lord, touch her body tonight. You call her your beloved. You said, beloved above all, Laurel, I wish that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers, in Jesus' name. So, Father, we thank you for her being released from the hospital and in excellent health because you are her physician, in Jesus' name. Amen. Good evening, Sister Annette. How are you?
All is well, thank you.
Amen. We'll ask you to pray for the children and their families all over the world. Thank you.
Thank you. And Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, we love and praise, we bless and honor you tonight. Lord God, we just thank you, Father, that we plead the blood of Jesus over this line, Lord God, and everyone that's on the line, Father, those that are listening, Lord, we plead your blood. And, Father, we plead the blood. We put on the whole armor of God that will be able to stand against all the wiles of the devil. And having done all to stand, Lord God, we're standing. So we just thank you tonight for the privilege and opportunity to lift up your name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. As we pray for children and their families, Lord God, we pray, oh God, first of all for salvation for all mankind. It's your desire that none perish, but all come to repentance. So we pray for salvation, and we pray that they would be filled with the precious Holy Ghost, Lord God. We pray for the infilling with the utterance of speaking in other tongues in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray against the spirit of suicide. And, Father, I heard of a 13-year-old girl who tried to take an overdose of pills, and she's in the hospital now. And so, God, we break the power of the spirit of suicide in the name of Jesus over this nation and people throughout the world, Lord God, that the spirit of suicide, that we curse it right now in the name of Jesus, the very seed and root of it, Father. And, Father, we pray that the very spirit of suicide would be cast back to the pits of the enemy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we speak life, oh God, over our children and youth, Lord God. We pray for hope, Lord God. Father, we break the spirit of hopelessness. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just plead the blood of Jesus over our youth everywhere, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we know that they are looking for answers, and we know that you are the answer for all mankind. So we pray, Lord of the harvest, that you send forth laborers across their path, save, sanctify them, consecrate them for your kingdom in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord God, for people who are displaced and homeless, the children and the families. Oh, God, Father, that's the first institution was families. And, Lord, we pray that you would make a place for them, a way for them, Lord. And, Father, even with the stimulus money that's gone out, Father, we know that people need much more. But we pray that you would touch the hearts of men, Lord God, and that mercy and compassion would abound toward families, toward people, in the name of Jesus, God. We just pray that you convict people, that they would not be complacent and just pass by and say, well, it doesn't pertain to me. So, Lord God, we just pray for provisions and resources for homeless people in the name of Jesus. We pray that the power of addiction be broken over our youth and their parents, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, the addiction, Lord God, the pain, the hurt, the disappointment, Father, that they are experiencing, God, we pray that it would be replaced with you, the Holy Spirit, Father, salvation, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, they are looking for love in all the wrong places and the wrong faces. We pray, Lord, of the harvest that you send forth laborers across their path. And we pray that you redeem their life from destruction in the name of Jesus. Father, as the children are returning to school and some of them are already in school, we pray for their protection, God, from COVID. Lord God, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, Father. Help them to be conscious and aware of the things they need to do, like wear their masks, wash their hands. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you would give them a mind to want to try to do the best that they can while they're in school so that they can be successful, Lord. And, Father, that their purpose in life will be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh, God, for children and who are experiencing sexual trafficking. Father, we pray that you make a way of escape from them, for them, Father, from that type of lifestyle. We pray for the predators, Lord God, who are using these children. We pray, Lord God, that they be caught. We pray that they be convicted. We do pray for their salvation. But, God, we pray that their plot, scheme, and traps be exposed in the name of Jesus. And, Father, the runaways, the children that feel that they have no one they can turn to, God, we pray, oh, God, that, again, you would send people across their path that they would know that whatever is going on at home, Father, that there are places and people that are willing to help them. So we ask you, Lord God, to lead and guide and direct them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray against peer pressure for our youth. And, Father, we pray that you redeem them from any evil associations, God. Keep them, oh, God, from evil, wicked, ungodly associations. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, give them the strength and the courage to say no when they need to say no, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the spirit of bullying. We curse the seed and root of bullying. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we pray that that spirit of intimidation, Lord God, would be broken over the youth in the name of Jesus. And, Father, those people that are bullying and intimidating people, God, we pray for their wholeness. Father, let them be made whole in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for the children, young people who are experiencing frustration and aggravation and feeling overwhelmed and depressed. Lord God, we pray that you regulate their minds and that of their families, as well as all of us, God. We just pray that you regulate our minds, keep our minds stayed and fixed on you to keep us in perfect peace in the name of Jesus. And, Father, every spirit that is not like you, we break the power over their lives in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray that the fruits of the Spirit, Lord God, will be manifest in their lives in the name of Jesus. We do pray for justice, Lord God, in America, Father. You see so much is going on. So we pray for justice, Lord God. Father, you said let justice flow like a river. And God, we ask you to let justice prevail, Lord God. Oh, God, especially for our black men and black boys, God, so many who have been treated unfairly. God, we ask you, Lord, to lift up a standard, oh, God. Make a way of escape, Lord God. Father, change the systems that would try to keep them in bondage. Keep us in bondage, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just thank you, and we pray for police reform in America in the name of Jesus. And, Father, everything the devil means for evil, God, we pray that you turn it around for good. So, Lord, we just thank you today, oh, God, and we pray, Lord God, that you would have mercy upon the youth, God. They're going through so much, but, God, we know that you're able to keep them, oh, God, from all hurt, harm, and danger. So we just plead the blood of Jesus over them, Father, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet and their families. And, Father, we pray that your way and will be done, that you be glorified in their lives. And it's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus that we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for that awesome, powerful prayer. Sister Annette. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to move on to Bible facts. Yep, we got to know facts about the Bible, the Word of God. That's what's going to save us in this hour. Thank God for the Word. All right. This time we're going to do in reverse. We got to do the scripture, and I'll tell you what part of the Bible is found in, and you find it and tell me what the scripture is. So the first one is, from the books of the law, this scripture says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord God, the Lord thy God is one God." Where is that found? From the books of the law, this scripture says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord." Where is that found? I know we got Bible scholars on here tonight, so adults as well as you, children, look for the scriptures.
This is Micah.
Okay.
It's found in Deuteronomy 6, 4.
All right, read it for us. Thank you.
"Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord."
Amen. Thank you so much, Micah. Good job. All right. The next one. From the books of epistles, this scripture says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Where is that found? That's in the books of the epistles.
This is Tyrese. It's found in Romans 12, 1 and 2.
Okay, read it for us. Good job.
"I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God."
Amen. Excellent. Very good. Thank you so much. You guys are getting quick with this Bible facts. Thank you. All right, number three. This is from the books of poetry. This scripture says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity." Where is that found? One of the books of poetry. "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity." All the lines are open, so anyone can answer.
This is Kristen, Sister Kristen.
Okay.
It's found in Proverbs 24:19. It says,
"Okay, read it. I have a different one, but go ahead."
"Do not fret because..."
You're fading out, Kristen. Hello?
Yes.
Okay, try again.
"Do not fret because of evil men or the
enemies of the wicked." All right, she's having a little problems coming in and out. But okay, thank you so much. "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious of the workers of iniquity." Thank you so much, Kristen. Kristen, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, you were fading in and out. We didn't hear the whole thing, but I got you. That was good, though. Thank you. Now, where did you say you found that scripture?
Proverbs
24:19. 24:19, okay. It's also in Psalms 37:1. Say that again?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I just saw that on the bottom of my Bible, that it's the same as the Psalms 37:1. It's Proverbs 24:19.
All right. Thank you, Kristen. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Amen. Good job. All right. The next one, from the books of prophecy. This scripture says, this is the book of prophecy. This scripture says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Where is that found? But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Where is that found?
This is Lily.
Okay.
Revelation 21:8.
Good job. Read it.
But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexual immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Good job. Thank you so much. Excellent. All right. The last one of these Bible facts is, these are from the books of the minor prophets. This scripture says, awake, ye drunkards, and weep, and howl, all ye drunkards of wine, because of the new wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. Where is that found? That's one of the minor prophets. This scripture says, awake, drunkards, and weep, and howl, all ye drunkards of wine, drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. Where is that found?
This is Tyrese. It's found in Joel 1:5.
Joel. Good job. Go ahead, Tyrese.
Awake, ye drunkards, and weep, and howl, all ye drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it is cut off from your mouth.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, you guys did awesome. It's time for a song from the Turner family. You know that singing family. They sing to give God glory. Good evening again, Turner family. How y'all doing?
Good evening. We're doing good.
All right. What are y'all going to sing tonight?
I will find it.
I will what?
It's called I Will Find It.
Okay, go ahead, babe.
I stand here knocking at the door. Would you let me come in? I would like to be your friend. I would like to tell you something that would get you through this day. You need to listen closely because I'm the only way. I would really appreciate it if you took the time to worship me. Time is of the essence, time to tap in and receive. I see that you enjoy everything I give to you. Now it's time to give me worship in spirit and in truth. Don't care about the cares of this world. Surrender unto me like little boys and girls.
with open mind. It's time to do your part. Let me have my way. I will increase your faith. He says, he says, he says, worship me. He says, he says, he says, I will find it. He says, you are an exceptional, perfect piece of art. I let treasure you, you're personal to me. You are an exceptional, perfect piece of art. I treasure you, you're personal to me.
Amen, amen. I will find it. Yes, indeed. We will find it because God will lead us there. That the steps of a good person is ordered by him. So thank you. Thank you so much, Turner family. Awesome song. Beautiful voices blending together to give God praise. Well, our theme has been for the month of March, tall and big. You ever know any people that are tall and big, but yet sometimes they be all mouth. They don't know. They had no power behind them. Well, that's what we've been studying about. You know, last time, I'm going to review a little bit. We talked about tall and big. Now, tall means great or more than average height, especially with reference to an object relative to width. So we're talking about what's tall, tall. Tall. You know, we're going to get to the Bible, talk about some people who were tall and big. So we're going to go to the Word. Let's go turn to 1 Samuel chapter 16. 1 Samuel chapter 16. I love the Word of God. It is so much knowledge in the Word of God, so much that we need to learn to understand. So I'm going to ask Levi if he will read 1 Samuel 16, 1 through 7.
Yes, ma'am. And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long will thy mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him for reassigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take a heifer with thee, and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will shew thee what thou shalt do, and thou shalt anoint unto me him who I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, comest thou peaceably? And he said, peaceably, I am come to the sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourself, and come with me to the sacrifice. And he said, and he sanctified Jesse and his son, and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointing is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not at his countenance, or the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seek not the man. For the man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart.
Good job. You're an excellent reader, Levi. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yep. Really, really appreciate that so much. Well, I want to tell you that what we have to look like God do. You know, we don't really know the hearts of men only by their actions and what we see, but God knew. So the Lord had a conversation with Samuel, and he gave him instructions on what to do. And he told him what to do. So God said, Samuel, I have rejected Saul, and I provided for me a king. And he's one of the sons of Jesse, the Bethlehemite. Saul was very fearful of King Saul. Saul was very fearful. I'm sorry, David was very fearful of King Saul, but God gave him what to do to overcome. When God gives us instructions and assignment, he provides protection for us. As God talked to Samuel, he had followed and listened to what God told him to do. The elders of the town were so afraid when they saw Samuel and wanted to know, did he come to bring peace? Because, you know, he was a prophet. And a lot of times when prophets used to bring the word, it was a hard word. It was a harsh word. And so people didn't always, you know, take too kindly to it. They were like, uh-oh, we're going to be reprimanded. But he answered them, yes, I come peaceably. So, you know, as the story goes on, Samuel thought, you know, he was there for one thing, but he was there for another. So Samuel sanctified Jesse and his sons. Once they were purified and sanctified, Jesse and his sons Samuel called them to the sacrifice. Samuel, being human, saw one of Jesse's sons as he looked on him, and he thought, I know this one called Eliab. He must be the oldest son. He must be the one that's going to be the next king. But Jesse was looking on Eliab's appearance, and he decided in his mind that he knew what God wanted, that God wanted that one to be the next king. But God said, no, Samuel, he's not the one who will be the next king. I have not chosen him. Sometimes we don't consult God. We get the first instructions, and then we begin to think we know the rest of God's plan. But we must keep asking God until we get the whole answer. So, you know, we have to keep asking. He'll give us all the instructions, but sometimes it's not all together. It's in parts. So the word of the Lord came in Psalms 12 through 13. Who can discern their errors? Declare me innocent of my hidden faults. Keep back your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of the great transgression. Samuel presumed that what he thought was true. But the Lord said to Samuel, the one you presume to be king is not the one I have chosen. Samuel learned that God does not judge people by their physical appearance or their ability. God's concern is with the person's character. Character is a person that has a good reputation. So a person of good character strives to be more like Christ every day. They have qualities of a godly person: perseverance, They focus on God's word. They're responsible. And they know the Lord's requirements is to love justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly before God. So God said to Samuel, you humans look at color of a person, of a person's skin. You look at the way they talk, the way they walk, how short, how tall they are. But I, the Lord, do not look on the outward appearance. I look at the heart of a person. That's what matters. The heart of the person determines who they are. The Bible talks about the heart of a person is the mind, the emotions, and the will. God looks at our intent and our heart. So our theme is tall and big. So as we continue on with this theme, Levi read 1 Samuel 16:7-11. And I'm sorry, you read 16:1-7. But 7-11, I'm going to look at verse 11. And it says in verse 11, and Samuel said unto Jesse, are all your children here? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said, Jesse, send and fetch him, for he will not sit down till we will not sit down until he comes. So fetch him means go get the one that doesn't fit anyone's picture, who God will choose to be the next king. After all, the chosen one was the only after all, the chosen one was only a child. So Jesse, you know, assumed that, look, he's the youngest one. What can he do? He definitely cannot be the coming king because he's just, you know, my baby child. So, you know, sometimes we don't know who God has chosen in our families. We think, yeah, well, you know, because he must be going to choose the oldest one because they strong and they tall and they full of muscles. But God said, no, no, that's not whom I'm choosing. You're looking at his stature, but I'm looking at the heart of the person. So a man child who only tend sheep, that's who God was looking at. God knew what he had been out there in the area where the sheep were with David. God was looking at his heart. He was training him. God helped David to kill the lion. He helped him to kill the bear. Now, you know, David couldn't do that in his own brute strength. He had extraordinary courage and strength from God. So God's instructions in Samuel, he told Samuel to anoint David. He said, then the Spirit of the Lord came upon David. Once he anointed him, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And from that day forward, are you the chosen one of God? I'm speaking to you that are on the radio tonight. Has God chosen you to be the chosen one? Have you been anointed to kill your Goliath? Who is Goliath in your life? Who is bullying you? Does Goliath see, you know, seem to be tall or big, too big for you to defeat? No. With God, all things are possible. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So David didn't do anything with his own strength. Even though, you know, he did kill the lion, the bear, he didn't do anything with his own strength. Philippians 4:13, he knew it. Even though that's in the New Testament, David knew that he couldn't do anything without God. So you are God's child. I'm talking to each one of you on the radio tonight. As you go through life, you will meet giants. You'll meet a Goliath. That's what we call them, the giants in our lives. Goliath means giant or a strong person. Against all odds, David killed a giant. Now, you know the story. All of the men were out there, and they were they were afraid of the giant. You know, they said that, and I did research, that Goliath was 9 feet tall, and David was only 7 feet tall. And it gave cubits, of course, in the Bible, but he was so much taller. And but David was not afraid. He didn't care how big he was. I mean, you know, just like you didn't kill your lion, you didn't kill your bear, you're not afraid of anything anymore because you know you didn't do it in your own strength. You know that God was the one who gave you the strength. I mean, now think about a big old giant that's 9 feet. David had a slingshot and a rock in the slingshot. Now, you know that couldn't knock him down. It was the brute strength of God going into the rock that David slung with the slingshot. And it knocked him down. It didn't even kill him. It knocked him down that David went, took Goliath's own sword and chopped his head off. And then he was dead. But David was not afraid. All the people were running. They said, look at all these giants. They were afraid. And then when Goliath died, all the other giants, they ran away. But you might consider, you know, these things to be giants in your lives. You know, as you grow and mature as young people, as teenagers, you know, you begin to change in your body. You know, this might be a giant in your life. You get tall and your pants get short and you go like, wow, your size, your weight, your muscle mass, your internal organs grow and develop. Sexual characters develop, sexual characteristics develop. You might even feel insecure. But in time, you will change from adolescence to young adult. Dealing with your feelings can be a giant in your life. You know, one day you up, next day you down, sometimes you depressed. Your emotions are changing. And you go like, well, yeah, I can remember I was about 10 years old. And my body was beginning to change, and I'll never forget. You know, I loved my parents. And one day my mother said something to me, and it really, it just irritated me. But I didn't know what was going on. I mean, she talked to me before, but it didn't irritate me. But what happened was my hormones were changing. And, you know, when you get a certain age, you know, you start to say, what my daddy know? I know more than him. What my mama know? I know more than her. They don't even know nothing about, you know, all these electronics. I have to show them. I have to tell them. So you begin to think, oh, yeah, I'm smarter than my dad. I'm smarter than my mama. But that's not true. You have not experienced life yet. So they walk through from baby to childhood to teenage to adolescent to adulthood. They walk through all of these stages. So you may have some knowledge, but you don't have the experience. So that's why God called them your parents. You're not their parents, in case you think you are. You can't talk to them any kind of way because God said, look here, honor your father. Obey your father. Obey your mother. You want to live long? Obey them. Honor them. What does honor mean? What does obey mean? You have to research those things. If you refuse to honor and obey your parents, your life will be cut short. That is that's the scripture. And the first commandment is, the commandment that goes with that is if you honor them, you obey them, you'll live long. So I don't care how much you disagree with your father or your mother, you got to remember that God gave them to you for you to obey, for you to honor, because they know more than you, even though you may think, no, that's not true. That's your mind telling you that you know more than your parents, because you don't. Another giant you may face is peer pressure. Peer pressure. You know, sometimes your friends go like, what's wrong? You ain't had a girl yet. What's wrong? You ain't had a boy yet. You ain't lived until you had sex. That's peer pressure. Oh, you What you mean? You ain't smoked a joint? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You ain't smoked a joint. Something wrong with you. You ain't lived yet till you smoked a joint. What you mean? You ain't turned up the bottle yet? Oh, no. Come on now. What's wrong with you? They used to call it square in my time. I don't know what they call it in y'all's time. But they called it square when I was growing up. They say you square because you ain't never done nothing. You don't never do nothing. Ain't nothing wrong with taking a drink every now and then. I remember I went to the high school football game. These girls were the same age as me. They standing up there taking a bottle of whiskey and turning it up outside the school. Now, I'm talking about in 1965. I can't even imagine in 2021 what everybody's getting into. So, you know, things change, but sometimes things remain the same. Many of my classmates had babies when they were 14, 15. But my mama told me she killed me. She said, I'll put you out if you get pregnant. Now, you know what? I mean, I was afraid. I was like, no, boy, you can't touch me. No, 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 hands off. This is my body. You don't touch me? No. You got to set up parameters. You got to say, no, 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 no. I don't care if you're drinking the whole bottle, have it by yourself, but I'm not going to drink it. I don't care how many joints you smoke. Look here, I belong to God. I ain't fixing to smoke no joint. I ain't fixing to take no pill. That's another giant. So another giant, you may feel like, well, what can I do? What can I do? You know, and then you start getting another giant is depression. You get depressed because you're rejected by your friends. They reject you because they say, oh, you still a virgin and you 15? You still a virgin and you 18? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Ain't nothing wrong with you. Your body belongs to God. It don't belong to you. See, they think their body belongs to them, but it doesn't. So you begin to ask, is life worth living? Another giant comes up. Suicide. That's not an option for a child of God. Suicide is not an option. No, life is valuable. God gave you life. And it is most valuable. You do not have the right to take a life. You didn't put the life in you, and you certainly cannot take it from you. You don't have the right to do it. So, you know, we think that because, you know, we live in this body, that it's our body. No. Our bodies don't belong to us. I don't care how much you think they do. Your body don't even belong to your mama, your daddy. It belongs to God. Our parents used to say, if you do that again, I'll take you out. But they don't have the right to do that either. So, you know, we might be small in man's eyes, but we're big and tall in God's eyes. When God before you, who can be against you? Nobody. Romans 8:31 says, God, and you are the majority. We don't need an army to defeat the enemy. We only need God. 1 Timothy 4:12, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for those around you. You know, those in school, those in your neighborhood, who are doing all kind of wicked, evil things. They're children, but they're doing all kind of wicked, evil things. They're cussing. You set the tone. Let them cuss. And you pray silently for them. You can even pray for them out loud. So you show good conduct in love. You love them. And you pray for them. So through faith and purity, Deuteronomy 31 says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Jeremiah 29:1. I need someone to find that for me. We're almost finished with this part. Jeremiah 29:1. What does it say? State your name and read it when you find it. It may be 11. I'm sorry, Jeremiah 29:11. I said 1. Jeremiah 29:11.
This is Tyrese.
Okay.
It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope."
Amen. So God has great plans for you. I don't care what age you are. You could be 99. He still has great plans for you. So God has the greatest plans for your life. He wants you to read his word every day, study his word every day, pray every day. Talk to him. Say, Lord, you know, tell him whatever's on your heart. He already know it, but you tell him. He wants you to talk to him. He wants you to speak to him. He wants you to, you know, to say good things to him. Tell him how grateful you are. Lord, you know, I was even telling the Lord today, Lord, I thank you for the parents that you gave, that you birthed me through. I appreciate it. They're going to glory. But I appreciate the things they taught me. Sometimes they were hard. I'm like, oh, they're too rough on me. But it's for our good. It's for our good. So I thank God, you know, for what he's doing in all of us. He's doing great things. Well, it's time for our co-host to come back.
We are so grateful to each of you for being a part of University of Biblical Studies. Oh, wait. Now it's time for his word. An encouraging word from my dad, Pastor Turner.
All right, all right. Thank you, Levi.
Hallelujah.
Fun over there.
My son tried to end it. He tried to end it real quick, didn't he? Hallelujah. I praise the Lord for the things that I heard and that it sparked up my memory. This past weekend, I had a service to do, a memorial service for a 27-year-old that was shot and killed. He was murdered over a game controller. Now, I just got a call yesterday in talking to this young lady. Her son got taken out. He took his own self out. And this is what the enemy's doing. He's saying that, okay, well, while the saints are going up higher, you know, I have to get them. I have to get their attention. I have to cause friction. I have to cause a distraction to stop them. So I'm telling you, young children, I'm telling you, young people, I'm telling you, parents, stay on it. Stay on it. Do not ignore the truth. The truth is that we all trying to find our place in this life, but our place is with the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge him, not some ways, but all of your ways. Do not ignore the truth. Sitting there looking at this man that looked frozen body in the casket, he has his reward already. Whether it be whatever it is, I'm not going to say, because I ain't going to put no man in hell or heaven. But I'm just letting you know that this is real. Your life is valuable, but you have to make it matter. You have to make it matter. Your prayers matter. You're not too young to pray. It only takes one prayer. He said one can put 10,000 to flight. Suffer little children, come unto me. Why? He said, I called the young because they're strong. You guys are strong. You're mighty. You're powerful. You're uniquely crafted. You have to understand this is a cry out. This is a wailing. You have to understand right now who you are and step into that place and stop being a pushover for the enemy. I'm reminded of a story. My mother used to ask me for gum in church, and that's kind of crazy because I should be asking my mother for gum, but I used to have a lot of spearmint in my pocket because, you know, we played instruments together. My mother played the guitar, I played the bass, and my mother, she I would sit by her and she would say, do you have any gum? And I would be chewing on some, But, you know, don't chew so that the ushers can see, because they'll get you, you know. So you have to suck on the gum, okay? So I will reach inside my mouth and I will tear a piece off, and she'll look at me and say, I don't want no ABC gum. And I was like, wait a minute, what is ABC? And I just found out, okay, already been chewed. This is what the enemy is doing to us. He's getting our children to take this ABC thing. This already been used. He used these tactics for over centuries ago, and he's applying it to our children today. And like I said, while we're reading the Bible, we need to be telling our children, hey, come read this story to me. Come pray with me. Look, while they're asleep, you need to be putting oil from the head, from their head to their toes. In the mighty name of Jesus, I anoint this room. Lord God, I apply you to their dreams. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I will not lose my daughter. I will not lose my son. I will not lose my nephew. I will not lose my niece. You have this generation. God gave you authority, and this is your time. He said, I made everything to be subject to you on this earth. So therefore, when the enemy touched down on this earth, understand you have the power. When you stand in unity together to make a friction, make an earthquake, and he has to get out of here. Matthew 21:21. You speak to that mountain. I speak to my daughter. I speak to my son. I command it to go the way God say go. But you have to hear this, though. I had to talk to Sister Jeeves today because, like I said, it's a whole lot of things that's going on in this world. It's a whole lot of people that want a place in life. And if I can find my eyes here, I'm looking like Fred Sanford here. Where's my glasses? Okay. Yeah. I turned to a thing, and the Lord put me at peace. I was on YouTube, and he turned on across Natalie Cole. Natalie Cole, what a difference a day makes. And just the lyrics, the Lord spoke to me through that. And if I have a minute here, let me just put this in your ear. She says, what a difference a day makes. 24 little hours brought the sun and the flowers. Where there used to be rain, wait a minute, where there used to be rain, oh, man, if I walk with the Lord, understand everything's cool. My yesterdays was blue. Wait a minute, my past was blue. You get what I'm saying? Today, I'm a part of you. That means I have been redeemed. I have a song that the angels can't even sing. My lonely nights are over. Wait a minute. My lonely nights are over since you called me mine. You said I'm yours, and you're mine. Wait a minute. He says, what is it, John 15? And if you read 9 through, 15? He says, I call you friend. He calls you friend. This is yours. And then she says, what a difference it makes. What a difference a day makes. There's a rainbow before me. That means that I am not distracted. I'm protecting my peace, and I'm looking at the promise. Come on, man. I'm looking at the promise. I know that something is greater than what I can see with my eyes right now. The skies above me cannot be stormy, she says. The Lord is looking at this, and wait a minute, I'm captivated by your glory, Lord Jesus. I am convinced in you that you have everything worked out. Since that moment of bliss, what is bliss? What does bliss mean? Perfect happiness, that's what it means. And then this is the final one. She said, it's heaven when you find romance. Wait a minute. It's heaven when I find romance. That means a feeling of excitement, a mystery associated with love. Oh, my goodness. See, y'all ain't experienced no romance, have you? Because if we experience that romance, we never want to leave this place. You can't leave this place. So here's the question I pose to you, and I'm encouraging you right now, but here's the question I give to you. Since Jesus has made a difference in your life, how many times have you allowed a situation to stop you from making a difference in someone else's? How many times have you been stopped and you know what, and didn't want to push on? So I'm telling you to be encouraged every single day, every single hour, every split second. Give God the glory. Give him your total life. Let him speak through you. You are his vessel. You're brought with a price. You are brought with a price. By allowing God to speak through you, it enhances your sensitivity to feel what he feels, to see what he feels, to see what he sees. So I'm telling you, imitate him. Please imitate him. You are not too young. You are not too old. Don't ignore the truth. Amen. I love you.
Amen, amen. I want to acknowledge a young man who was born March the 17th, and he is a great young man. He's growing taller. He is kind and courteous, respectful to his parents, and God loves him so much. He allowed him to be born for such a time as this. God has instilled so much in this young man, and I know God is doing great things in him, preparing him for his future. He said, I know, Levi. I know the plans I have for you, Levi. They are great plans to give you a great future and a great hope, things you not even know about. And it's going to be wonderful. Happy birthday, Levi. Let's everybody say happy birthday, Levi.
Happy birthday, Levi.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Levi.
Happy
birthday,
Levi.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. It's on you, Levi.
We are so grateful to each of you for being a part of University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. We appreciate you and look forward to hearing from you each week.
Amen, amen. Well, it's prayer time on University of Biblical Studies. We're going to be we're opening up the line for prayer. Thank God for each of you all coming on. Anyone need prayer? Of course, we're going to pray for our babies. We thank God for baby Chloe, baby Zoe. Their mom's on tonight. How you doing, Miss Shalyn?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing great. We got any updates on the babies?
Chloe is doing well. We home. And then as far as Zoe's mom, I haven't heard from her. And then Kaiser, apparently he had a liver transplant on the 4th. Mom didn't have a chance to update me. He's doing good. He's still in the vent, but she said he's doing good.
Amen.
That's all I have.
All right. That's plenty. Thank you so much. I'm going to ask Levi. Levi, can you pray for baby Chloe, baby Zoe, and baby Kaiser, who just had a liver transplant? The other two already had one, but he just had one.
Yes, ma'am. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, Lord Jesus. We thank you for a complete healing in baby Chloe, baby Zoe, and baby Kaiser right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for another year for them, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for a complete healing in them right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray for their mothers right now in the name of Jesus, that they won't feel any worry or stress right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray protection over the babies right now in the name of Jesus. And we bind and rebuke anything that will try to tell us anything else, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Levi. All right. Anybody need prayer? Anyone need prayer tonight? State your name and your request. All right. Looks like everybody is doing well. Everybody's praying continuously before the Father. We thank God for you all. We thank God for you all coming on University of Biblical Studies, boys to men, girls to ladies. Our foundation scripture is 1 Corinthians 13:11. You know what it says. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I acted like a child. But when I became an adult, I put away all those childish things. So I thank God for you all coming on, supporting the youth, and praying in the background. Anybody have any closing remarks, anything they want to say? All right. Well, Father, we're so grateful for this night. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, we are so grateful that you join us every night, every time we come on. You are already on. We appreciate you, Lord God. We come to bless you tonight. We come to honor you. We come to give you glory. And, Lord, because we're human, we error. Forgive us for every error, sins of omission, sins of commission, anything that we're doing that's against your will, we ask forgiveness. Show us, Lord, how to follow you daily, how to listen to your voice. So, Lord, as we close out, walk with us. Talk with us, be a lamp and a light to our pathway. Every unspoken request, we lift it up before you, Lord God. And we thank you for salvation for all of our family members in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all of us growing spiritually by leaps and bounds daily. May we always be obedient to you. May we always acknowledge you as our Lord, as our Savior, the King of Kings, soon to come. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We honor you tonight, and we say hallelujah to the Most High God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you guys have a great night. I love you. Look forward to talking to you all very soon. Love y'all.
We love you, too.
Love everyone as well.
We
thank
love you.
God bless. Thank you.
Right, have a good night. Oh, bye-bye. God.
This next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all.